Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It is Tuesday the 8th of May and it's a historic day for Northern Ireland because there's some sort of politics stuff happening. But who cares? It's also a historic day for Newsbox because it is the first year anniversary of our first ever podcast, which was on the 8th of May 2006. Are you going to say anything, Zina?
Yes. Congratulations, Michelle.
Congratulations to you.
Thanks.
Very well done. A good year's work there.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's been useful, hasn't it? In many ways.
Do you feel you know less or more about news now?
I think perhaps about shame.
Yeah, I think about the same. I know possibly more about celebrities. We did listen the other day. When I say the other day, I mean a couple of hours ago. We listened to our first ever podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've improved a bit. Not that much.
Not much, no.
May the 8th last year, The Beautiful South had released a single, which was your headline story.
Yeah.
Blue Smarties had been banned.
Which was my second top story.
Yeah. It was raining.
Mm-hmm.
Britney Spears was rumoured to be pregnant. We dismissed that out of hand, saying, of course she's not pregnant, don't be ridiculous. Second podcast, we confirmed that she actually was pregnant. What a year it's been for Britney Spears, though.
Mm.
Yeah, we talked about, our very first podcast. We've been through a marriage breakup, the birth of her second child, shaving her hair off, going mental, getting a minge out with Paris Hilton.
It just goes to show you never know what's around the corner.
You know.
And as much as you can try and make plans, most of the things that happen to people are completely out of their control.
What's the point?
Well, good question.
It is. It's the eternal question.
I can't answer it. So, move on.
Well, I'm worried now that because we've done a year,
mm-hmm.
the news will be quite cyclical and we'll keep having the same stories again.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, there's a couple I've picked out in the news today, which I'm sure are, back from last year.
Right, such as?
Well, for example, we've got a Big Brother story, because Big Brother, 8 or 9 or...
Well, I think he said that they were all going mad on Elstree Street today.
Who said that?
Thingy.
Oh. So they've got a new logo. The press machine started going, so the front page of The Star today was a story about how some couple are going to have to get married on the programme. I've also seen on the front page of Star they're going to have a bikini top ban, so everyone has to be topless. But I think that was wishful thinking on the Star's part. There's also a thing about your favourite brands. There's a survey every year that comes out about favourite brands, and I think we definitely...
We've taken part in that, haven't we?
I think we have, and I think that we discussed it last year. Google's still the favourite.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, you can't. I'm on Google. What's not to like about Google? It always works.
You never say when Google's down,
do you?
No.
Never say when Google's not found me what I'm looking for.
And often, it's quite charming.
Yeah.
It's a special simple. Anniversary. They've probably got a special Newsbox anniversary logo today.
Yeah.
Knowing Google. So, any other news? Any news that's new?
There's a couple of quite sad stories, really. Six lads been killed who were on their way back from a stag night. Not the groom, though. So that's something.
Not something for the bride to be,
But, it's put a bit of a dampener on things, I imagine.
I'm sure they'll cancel the wedding, though.
Who knows?
And it's the worst ever crash on the M25 ever.
It's horrible.
It's very sad. The thing that I found interesting was that they were all from Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
They were travelling home from the stag night. All these lads from Brighton, you go, brilliant, a very good stag destination. But obviously it's their hometown, they're wanting to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Leicester.
Well.
We've had a good time in Leicester.
We've had a great time in Leicester.
Mm.
And of course, we did see lots of scantily clad girls up there. Maybe they like that kind of thing.
True. It's not the sort of place I'd say.
You can see that in Brighton as well, I think.
Mm.
Also in the news, also sad, worrying, little Madeline.
Mm.
Still missing after 5 days.
Snatched from her holiday in Portugal.
Yeah.
I've been quite annoyed by this story because everyone's really slagging off the Portuguese police force. The Portuguese police force probably don't have to deal with a kind of level of serious crime that we do. It's quite a sleepy nation, they're describing it as.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems that people are angry. Well, the media are angry, and everyone's angry because the media angle isn't right. They're not doing the media thing, because nobody knows what's happening in the investigation, and it is part of, you know, the police protocol that they don't tell, just give you random information. They wait until they've got it verified and clarified.
Well, that makes sense. A lot of the time we hear stuff and you think, oh, well, why are you think about telling everybody that?
You know, the whole, that guy.
Suffolk
Strangler. When they found, there was that guy, oh, we've arrested a man, he's this age, and everyone found out who he was, we were all looking at his MySpace page, and he hadn't done anything. And it's, you know, there's too much information released, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
But they're all, you know, actually maybe what the Portuguese police are doing, instead of doing press conferences and PR, they're perhaps working on investigating the crime.
Mm.
It's what I like to think, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, on the news this morning they were saying, Portuguese police say they can't be sure if she's dead or alive, as if that's news. Like, of course they can't be. How can they be?
What's he supposed to say? Oh, I'm sure she is alive,
yeah.
Because they don't know, they haven't found her.
And,
there's no point giving them false hope. I think she probably isn't. But I'd like to think she was. It's all very fishy.
Mm.
Not fishy, I just think, I don't care how, you know, child-friendly your holiday resort is, you don't just leave a kid, go to a restaurant. I know it wasn't far away or anything, but you don't just go and check every half an hour and leave your kids in a house, an empty house.
Who was the oldest kid then? What?
She was the oldest kid, and they're twins, baby twins, I think.
Yeah, you have a babysitter.
Exactly, and apparently they went out as a big group, there's a big group of families all went out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, surely what you do is take it in turns. Go, right, okay, we'll have all the kids around ours tonight.
Yeah,
we'll sit
I'll do half an hour, blah, blah, easy. Yeah, that is quite, I suppose if everybody, you know, was doing it and you're all nice and relaxed on holiday and you think, oh, the kids are asleep. We'll keep checking in on them, but there's not much they can get up to. If there's little babies, they can't really go anywhere, can they? But, fucking horrible.
Mm.
Must have been somebody kind of watching what was going on.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe it was someone in the restaurant that they were at who they could go, let's go and check the kids.
And who's the waiter?
He's got wind of that's probably
has anybody
the
asked,
on it.
Has anybody asked the waiter? Has anybody asked the waiter?
I don't know.
They're very nice skirts.
Mm. Sienna Miller and Keira Knightley have been frolicking together in frumpy clothes in the sea. Turns out they're not actually just on holiday frolicking. They're filming a period drama, hence the clothes involve cardigans and floral dresses.
I was going to say, it'd be quite odd for them to be wearing that. Although, I mean, it only odd in that they're wearing the same kind of outfit, not odd per se, really.
They're making a film about the women in Dylan Thomas's life. Quite interesting, you look at the picture of the people they're portraying and then their actual pictures. A lot more glamorous, the film version.
Mm. Well, it's good because, I mean, Dylan Thomas clearly didn't exactly have the peak of the totty.
I can't remember if he was particularly attractive. He certainly was a big alky, so.
Maybe.
Probably not.
He's like Dylan Moran.
Ooh, it might be a similar name. Probably was then.
Mm.
Queen is in America. George Bush and her were hanging out yesterday at state dinner. He made a classic Bushism.
Mm-hmm.
He was going, the last time that the Queen was here was to celebrate the bicentennial in 17... Then he realised it wasn't in 1776 or whatever it was. It was in 1976. She gave him a dirty... And then he said, ooh, she gave me a look that only a mother could give a child. Which I think is quite a funny thing for W to say. For him, you know, quite witty.
Yeah, I also read that he saw her a few years ago before he was Bush, you know, when he was just Bush Jr. And he said, oh, hi, I'm the black sheep of the family, who's yours? But she ignored it. She would have had to say all of them, probably, apart from William.
William's fitting him. Armed robbers stripped a man naked and superglued him to an exercise bike before ransacking his home in Johannesburg.
It's quite funny.
Painful, though. How do you extricate yourself from being superglued to your bike? Just wait until someone comes along.
So that is not funny. In Iran, another sad story, but intriguing. 17-year-old girl is on death row, Dilara. She looks very beautiful. She's got done for murder, which apparently she didn't do. But she's got a MySpace site, and she's been somehow putting up... She's been scraping with her nails and blood pictures on the wall, but then somehow putting them on a MySpace site. Saying,
so she's been taking a digital photograph of them. She's not got pen and paper, but she's got a digital camera, a USB port, computer, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, ISDN line.
Yeah. What she could have done...
Skype.
She'd have used paint. That would have saved her fingernails.
What, PaintShop Pro or something like that? Hmm. And some of the pictures are very good. She's obviously... They're a bit fucked up. But what I'd say is to the Irani people...
Yep.
Let her go.
They're listening.
Even if she's done wrong, she doesn't deserve to die.
She's only a young'un. What has she done wrong?
Well, supposedly something to do with a murder... An illicit relationship and some robbery, but she, you know, she could well have not done. It's hard, you know, when she looks innocent to me.
Well, sometimes that's enough.
Yeah. She's probably out of punishment now anyway. Just let her go.
There we are, that's the news to the Iranis.
Yeah.
France, French news, Le Français. News?
Is that Neil Tennant?
No. Does look like him, actually.
Figure is.
Nicolas Sarkozy is the new president of France. He beat the pretty lady. Which is a shame, because I liked her better. I know. This is another sad story. Sad news today. A policeman got shot and killed yesterday in somewhere in Likely. Where was it? Oh, I don't know. Shropshire, that's it. Shrewsbury. And it turns out I've read the story behind it. It's a guy who's a big fan of fishing. Mm-hmm. He had a row with his girlfriend about fishing and the amount of time he was spending fishing. So what he did, instead of saying, sorry, darling, I'll go fishing less, or perhaps we could do something together that you like to do, he took two policemen hostage and then shot one of them, which is not a very good idea. The picture here, they've got a picture of his lover. Obviously, she hasn't had a photograph taken for a long time or wasn't willing to release the picture because the picture of her is, I'd say, I'd date that at 1976. Very brown carpet. She's got a very 70s haircut. It's a picture of her and her child.
She looks like she's about to, you know, maybe have a first communion or something. Bar mitzvah or whatever.
So, I mean, going to repeat my advice. Do always have an up-to-date photograph in case you're involved in any sort of crime or tragic death scenario.
Yeah. The photographer, Spencer Tunick, managed to get 18,000 nudes in Mexico City for one of his famous nudie pictures.
Come over here, Zena.
Why?
Well, you're sort of facing away from the microphone there.
So there's loads of nudes and then there's a nude in a wheelchair in the middle of them all.
Cool.
And then some other people with clothes on, watching.
They were no fun.
The good pictures, I like them.
I'd do it, I think. Be nice to have a copy of it on your wall, and I'm in there, can you spot me? No, everyone looks a bit the same.
I mean, that's 18,000 people are all going to buy print at least, isn't it?
It's a good marketing technique.
How could we use the same technique, but in a different way?
I don't know. We could just copy.
It's worth a thought, isn't it?
Phil Mitchell is a fictional character, and in the fictional story that's about to happen on a fictional TV programme, he's going to save Ian Beale and Ian Beale's son and Ian Beale's brother from drowning.
Ian Beale's brother?
Yeah. Ben is Ian Beale's brother, isn't he?
He's oh, yeah.
Brother. And it cost £1 million to do. And, you know, rather than, you know, let everyone just find the story out as they watch the soap opera, they've done double page spread of it and put it on the front page of the Mirror. So we all know what's going to happen. It renders it all slightly invalid.
Or invalid.
Maybe. Paris Hilton's going to prison!
Yeah.
It's quite exciting. She says that she is a victim of police harassment. She's always getting hit on by police. And all she has in her purse are business cards from police because they're always stopping her. What she should maybe do is not drive when she's been banned.
Yeah.
Police won't be interested. She's quite famous. She has quite a flashy
and
car.
She said, "Is my publicist's fault? My publicist said I was allowed."
Yeah, your publicist isn't some sort of legal advisor.
Yeah, your publicist is a publicist. It's not... But not the person, really. Surely...
It's not the boss. Maybe, you know...
Take some responsibility for yourself, Paris. It'll do you
exactly,
good.
Exactly. There's an article here. Future trash. It's basically talking about things that are going to be obsolete and when. Analogue television, very soon. 2012, we reckon we'll get rid of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Keys, 2012 also. We're not going to have keys anymore, we'll have voice-activated stuff and fingerprints and all that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And iPods will be obsolete in 2015. So if you are going to get one, you know, don't think of it as a long-term investment. It's only going to last for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Laptops, 2016. Mobile phones, 2016. Basically, there'll be no... Oh, so cash is going to be out in 2017. Checks are out. Checks are going to last longer than cash, but they'll be out in 2027. Credit cards are out in 2030. And we'll just use our phones and probably have some sort of chip inserted in our fingers so we can pay for things by pointing at them. Passports, DVDs, books, petrol engines, landline phones. Landline phones are going to last till 2057, which is, let's look at this there, 40 years longer than a mobile phone.
Well, they're more useful in a way. For example, our landline here, we wouldn't want to not have it, would we?
No, and also you have to have it for internet.
I wouldn't want someone phoning me on my mobile saying, may I book a ticket?
True. Well, aeroplanes are going to be around for another 100 years, though, so don't worry, folks.
Only 100?
Mm-hmm.
Tony Blair's...
We'll be whizzing around on super high-speed trains before... After that, and there'll be tunnels 100 foot below the oceans to carry the trains.
Yeah, who's going to pay for that?
Muggins here.
No, Tony Blair has got another YouTube site, a YouTube video saying congratulations to the new French president.
What would have been nicer if he'd made that a bit more personal and just phoned him up?
Yeah.
Just to build international relations rather than do it on YouTube.
Don't use crystal meth.
Oh, okay.
It's not good for you.
There's been a massive explosion in space. It's a star that's 150 times bigger than the sun. Has died. And that's been a big explosion. They're all excited about it. But from my understanding, because it's a long way away, 240 million light years away. It's probably already happened, but we're only just seeing it. Is that giving us a good assumption of space and time and that?
I suppose it could have happened a long time, but we would still be...
We're still
experiencing it. We might just be starting to see the fallout.
Trini and Susanna.
Would you mind pausing for a moment?
Why? Ah. Well, I'll just finish my Trini and Susanna story.
Yeah.
And then I'll wait for you to come back.
Okay.
Trini and Susanna have been taking their bras off in public. They seem to have wires coming out of their bras. Because they're robots. And you also can see Susanna's nipple quite clearly. It's very pink and bud-like. They've basically been promoting, I think, the concept of wearing a bra that fits, which is an amazing revolutionary idea. And 900 women got new bras and then chucked their old bras in the air. And everyone went, hurrah! And that's the bra story. Well, I'm glad you've been to the toilet now.
Me too, I feel much better actually.
Well, it's good you did it now, because if you'd heard this story before, you'd definitely shit yourself.
What was it?
Well, I'm going to ask you a question before I tell you this story. Who would be your number one dream date? Celebrity. Let's be a celebrity. Who would you most like to go on a date with? You think, you know, that'd be brilliant. Have a good time.
Paul Heaton.
Number two? Oh, but, you know, it's just out of interest.
Louis Theroux.
Interesting. Can you guess who the number one dream date was on a survey done by Match.com for women? I'm going to give you a clue. Brad Pitt was second.
George Clooney.
Shall I tell you?
Yeah.
Peter Kay. Can you think of anything worse than going on a date with Peter Kay?
He would never shut up.
He'd be like, listen to me, I'm brilliant. Do you think I'm brilliant? Yes, I am. Aren't you lucky to be here with me? Because I'm brilliant. Now do this. That's what he'd do, probably. Never met him. No, I've met him. David Walliams, Russell Brand and Martin Freeman all came in the top 10. Of the 500 women polled, 55% were very predictable and said the sense of humour was the most important thing in a date, followed by intelligence and sensitivity. Only good looks was the 7%. Ridiculous. Patrick Moore's gone mental. He's 84. They're celebrating, I think, 50 years of The Quiet Night. And he's gone on a rant in the Radio Times, talking about the state of TV today. It's all the fault of women, because women are apparently in control of TV now. It's a nice idea, I don't think it's true. But he says that EastEnders is true to life, but so is diarrhea. Good point. He'd rather appear dead in a ditch than appear in Big Brother, which I think is quite a good quote.
Yeah.
You've basically just been a curmudgeon, and I think if you... You know, if you're 84...
It's a license.
It's a right. Kind of you have the right to be as big a curmudgeon as you want to be. It's quite sad, though. This story, he decided he would never get married after he was engaged to a nurse called Lorna, and then she was killed by a bomb in 1943. And he never found love again. He lived with his mother until she died in 1981. Quite sad, isn't it? So... He's entitled to be a curmudgeon, but he does seem to hate women, so that probably was something to do with the fact that he never got married as well.
So maybe there was no bomb, maybe she just ran off.
Maybe.
It's an exclusive though.
Apparently litter's going to rise by 20%, or it could rise by 20% when the smoking ban comes in, because everyone's just going to be throwing cigarette packets around everywhere, like bins suddenly won't exist.
Rubbish. Asparagus.
Yeah?
It's in season. Why not have a tasty tip?
No, I was thinking about having to eat asparagus earlier.
It's very, very good for you. Mm. It's excellent for a lady's libido. Yeah. If you're a bit low on it.
There's a boy in America, said he had, like, so he could hear popping noises in his ears. Couldn't understand why.
Yeah.
And it sounded like Rice Krispies going off in his ears. Eventually, his mum took him to the hospital. They found two spiders in his ears. He was running around on his eardrums, and that's what was making the popping noise. One was dead, one was alive.
That's completely horrific. A Boeing 737, can't believe I've not really heard much about this, with 114 people
in it. Was this in India, wasn't it?
Kenya. Oh, no, it was Kenya. No,
it was in Africa.
It fell in Cameroon.
That was it, you'd be MSC.
And 114 people, yeah, fell into a swamp.
They're all dead, no survivors.
I can't understand why I've not heard more of it.
Well, it didn't happen, there's no English people on it. So
there's five.
Was there?
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand either then.
You know,
there's that one dog gone missing.
There's the stag night, you know, that's six, but this is 114.
And they landed in a swamp, which is quite exciting. I'd certainly heard that one on the news, but I hadn't heard much about it. There's a myth about who the morning after pill is used by. Everyone thinks it's slaggy teenagers who are using it as contraceptives, mm-hmm. but actually most people who use it, they've done a survey, majority of people in their late 20s in a stable relationship who are using it because they've been sick and they're worried the pill doesn't work or they've had a broken condom. And that turns out that people are using it in quite a sensible way. And probably Anne Widdecombe's been making up lies about it. I don't know why I victimised her in particular, but I think she's jealous.
Is it because she's a dog?
Maybe. Chesney Hawkes has been voted best one-hit wonder ever. Followed by The Weather Girls, It's Raining Men.
Followed by
Video Killed the Radio Star and 99 Red Balloons. My favourite is Video Killed the Radio Star, but I do quite like The One and Only.
I like 99 Red Balloons. Oh, they're all very good.
That's one second, a brilliant picture of a kingfisher.
Lovely. Are you going to cut it out and stick it in your wall?
No, probably not. So yeah, these are the brands I was talking about earlier, saying which brands we like. Google, Nokia, Amazon, Tesco's, eBay, British Airways, Coca-Cola, Persil, Heinz and O2 are ones we like. The ones we don't like, Pop Noodle, McDonald's, AOL. I don't know what AOL have done to offend us.
They've offended me. I said I hated AOL.
Oh, actually, AOL is the one that makes your computer go all horrible.
Yeah, it's impossible to get rid of a load of pop-ups. It's shit.
My mum has that and I do not like it. Sunny Delights, Novon, I don't know who they are, The Sun, Man United, Star, Three and Iron Brew. Ooh, Iron Brew is surprisingly unpopular. They've risen from number 51 last year to number 10 on the most hated list this year.
Made in Scotland from Gerdes.
I think that's probably it now for the news. How much for my news here?
Heather Mills McCartney has made replicas of her dancing costumes for her daughter Beatrice.
Oh, that sounds lovely. We know somebody who's met her, don't we?
Yes.
Mocha she's become part of our circle of friends, practically.
Practically, yeah. Bizarrely.
Who'd have thought that was going to happen?
But don't worry, we'll still carry on.
Do you know, when we started Newsbox,
we didn't know anyone who knew her.
We didn't, and they haven't. I think they'd even split up then. I think that's it was very early on in the days of Newsbox that the Mucka Mucka split happened.
Yeah, and God, hasn't it been a year for them?
Roller coaster.
Oh, Gordon Ramsay's gay. Kylie Minogue is going to be in Doctor Who, and Madonna has done a duet with Justin Timberlake. So she's a bit embarrassed about it because she's obviously pretending to be younger than she is. What she should do is...
She's old enough to be his mother.
Find somebody her own age to duet with. Someone such
Cliff.
As... Cliff. Tom Jones.
Lionel
Richie.
Julio Iglesias.
Yeah. Not his son.
No.
Who else is her age?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Patrick Moore.
Tony fella, Tony Bennett.
John Craven. Peter Sissons.
Ken Barlow.
Ken Barlow. William Roach, of course.
Yeah, of course. There's plenty of people she could do a better duet with than Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, and we'd have more respect.
It could be a bit like when Morecambe Wise did that There's Nothing Like a Dame with all the newsreaders. Madonna could do something similar.
She should.
That'd be brilliant.
Somebody tell her.
Yeah, if one of Madonna's advisors could pass that on to her, that'd be great.
And that is.
That's it. That's a whole year of news.
Yeah.
We're starting again with another new year, new news year.
Yeah. And tomorrow, I will be aching for shit for half of it. So hopefully, be more jolly.
Well, I'd like to think it would be. We were going to get drunk, weren't we? And have such a celebration. We just can't be bothered now.
Maybe we'll feel more like it tomorrow.
There's no occasion tomorrow.
Oh, yes, there is.
There's no excuse.
Yes, there is an occasion tomorrow.
What is it?
It's Paula Heaton. We'll be 45.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Happy birthday to you. Us. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday, dear Paul Heaton. I'm not saying happy birthday to Paul Heaton. I'm saying happy birthday to us.
Oh, I thought it was...
That's right. You know, I kept saying us. I meant us, not Paul Heaton.
Oh.